Poll showing Jeb Bush at a new low and what he's now doing about it. Among the steps, hiring a coach, and that coach's advice, be yourself. Tonight, our own Jonathan Carl, one-on-one with Jeb Bush, asking, why do you have to pay someone to tell you that? Here's John's exclusive.
How you doing? Good to see you.
How's it going?
Everything's good.
Jeb Bush is hitting the road in New Hampshire.
You're going to be logging a lot of miles on this thing? Is that the
idea?
Yeah,
are you gonna
I hope so.
Today, we got on board the Jeb Can Fix It bus. He's hoping it will help fix his struggling campaign.
When you look at where you are, I mean, New Poll.
It's not near.
This morning, 4%. I mean, did you ever think you'd be?
I don't even care. It's not relevant.
How do you get this thing back on track?
Keep.
He hired a media consultant to help him do a better job on the debate stage where he has struggled.
What's he telling you?
He's telling me to be me. He's telling me to own what I believe.
But you need a consultant to tell you that?
Yeah, it's amazing, huh? Probably not.
I showed him a document from his own campaign attacking his old friend Senator Marco Rubio as a, quote, risky bet. Bush didn't even want to see it.
First of all, I haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it. I'm focused on.
I got it right here.
Oh, great. Here.
But this is your top campaign people at.
They were compiling stuff. I wasn't part of it.
And tonight, Bush is promising there will be no personal attacks against Marco Rubio coming from him.
David, there's no question Jeb Bush appears more energized than he has for a while. His back is against the wall, and he knows he needs to fight to save his campaign.
John Carl live in New Hampshire for us tonight. John, thank you. We turn now to that equal.